taste that can't be beat. We've got the best cuts of
music.
We've got the best cuts of
music.
Music
edition 22.
You saw me crying in the jam, the tears I shed were tears of joy.
Give it a start.
Hail to WW0385, take three.
Ready?
You saw me crying in the jam, the tears I shed were tears of joy. I know the meaning of contentment. Now we're happy with the Lord. Just a plain and simple child.
Song here, son.
Maybe so, maybe no.
Classic cuts.
If any of our listeners missed the last episode of the Best Cuts in Music, here's some highlights. You're 21.
21.
Yay. Sam, I've got an idea.
What's that, Robbie?
Let's take the best cuts out for drinks tonight.
Let's do it.
Jaeger bombs.
Yep, Jaeger bombs.
Jaeger bombs.
Right. Lemon drop.
Where's best cuts?
Late. Yeah. Well, maybe we could try him on his cell phone.
Huh. Are you friends with the best cuts?
Yes, that's my friend. What's going on?
Son, the best cuts is dead.
What?
Hello? Hello? Who is it?
It's Best Cut! It's Best Cut!
Oh my god, it's Best Cuts! So great to see you.
Here's what we played while you were gone, Best Cuts. That was a wild, wild time.
Wild ride.
This week he's 22, but he's...
more responsible. Just gonna dig himself back into school. Not think about partying. Graduation coming up. After the finals are over, though. Woo-hoo. Keg stands and easy women.
I think we learned a lot. I took away a lot.
And I gave back a lot.
Well, you're always giving back for best cuts.
Yep.
I keep telling you that. You're wearing yourself thin, Sam.
I am wearing myself thin. Very, very skinny.
Yeah.
I'm definitely emotionally skinny. My feelings are threadbare on this show.
I actually am emotionally corpulent.
You're emotionally corpulent. Yeah.
I really don't bother with generally. I was upset about when, of course, when I thought that Best Cuts was dead, but last week.
Yeah.
Crying, but
a lot of crying.
Generally, pretty even killed. Ask anyone that knows me.
Yeah.
I have nerves of steel.
Chubby feelings.
Chubby feelings. Stout. Very stout.
Yeah. See, the thing with Best Cuts music is that it makes you look 5 pounds heavier on the show. I'm actually really skinny in real life. Especially now that we went to widescreen, we look like extra fat on here.
And I actually sound 30 years old, and I sound like a smoker.
Sure.
Like a smoker who's been drinking whiskey the night before.
Yes. So. Beer, beer, beer. Tasty beer. I had tasty beer. My worst fear, getting bacon bits, and you asked for real bacon bits?
I actually asked for bacon strips.
Bacon strips. Dogs don't know it's not bacon.
Neither did I. Now, once they got me started, I can't stop.
When I start, I just can't stop, especially when it comes to killer tunes, like the one right at the top.
Right.
Gabor Szabo with Little Boat. Oh, Barquinho.
Oh, Barquinho. Oh, Barquinho.
Which I think is probably Little
Ethel
Boat.
Ethel Merman.
Yeah.
How? You'll be swell. You'll be great.
Yes.
I just saw Airplane the other day, and I forgot all about Ethel Merman in there. I was like, that is great.
Mm-hmm. That was definitely the height of her career.
I showed someone that, and they're like, what is this? I've never... Are these captions during the jive scene? Is that in the movie? And I said, yes. Part of the joke.
A stewardess. I speak a little jive. I love it. Love it. Dang all
Mama Shama. Mama Shama Fang Wang. The tune after that, Harry J. All-Stars, Liquidator on Trojan Records. A little bit of randomness, rock steady kind of stuff for the show.
Mm-hmm.
A little new, pleasing.
It's easy on the ears.
Yes.
And then after that...
And your new jacket is easy on the eyes.
That's
like
a thank
that
you. It's very smart.
I think it looks
the
cute
collar.
On you.
Well, thank you very much.
Cute on you.
You know, and what I like is that it's designer, but at affordable prices.
Fucking awful.
And while the code is very nice, it's not as cool as the third track we played, which
right.
was Elvis and the Wailers.
Yes.
Mash up there with called Crying in the Chapel. It's good.
Yeah.
It's excellent, excellent off of some British mashup, 7-inch limited edition, something or other came out a couple years ago.
I thank you for bringing that song to my attention, and I thank the editor for putting it together.
Whoever
thank
that
your
masked
heart.
Man is.
Thank your heart.
Yes. Bless your bones.
Bless his
yes.
heart.
I hope it's healthy.
After that was Mayor Hawthorne. Maybe so. Maybe no.
Maybe no.
Who knows?
I wonder what he's the mayor of.
No.
Soul Town? Definitely not like Mayor Quimby.
Or Mayor Daley. Or Mayor Giuliani. Mm-mm. Actually, speaking of Giuliani, he's a Republican.
Sure.
His song is called Libertarian. And I would be a libertarian were I not such a staunch Republican.
That is correct.
You can find me at the polls.
Sure.
Voting for the Reds.
Yeah, go red.
Isn't red Republican, but also red is communist?
Yeah.
Kind of weird.
It is weird.
You Republicans, us Republicans might want to rethink that.
Yeah, switch colors. I say go purple.
I think purple's a good color.
Uh-huh. It's also a fruit.
Purple's a fruit?
Yeah, I learned that from Homer Simpson.
Purple's my favorite Kool-Aid flavor.
So you can add it to your list of acceptable vegetables and fruits on your pyramid. Purple, ketchup, broccoli.
I'm going to go to a pill party with Rush Limbaugh later.
Sweet.
And if you got, I'm gonna bring that up to him and see what he thinks about it.
Sure.
The purple party.
Purple party.
It's
all right.
Incidentally, the party I'm going to with Rush is called a yellow party because we'll be feeding his OxyContin addiction at that party. Mm-hmm. And they're yellow. They're yellow.
Yeah, they are.
I wanted to have a red party, but Rush doesn't like uppers. So
yeah.
Go figure.
Go figure.
Seems
he's
like
a downer.
With all of his intelligent yammering, he would love that stuff.
Well, he's gotta keep that that horse at bay because it's just too much power brewing up. If he went on uppers, it'd just be a scream.
Oh, yeah,
like,
yeah.
God, Jesus,
Charles Manson.
Democrats evil. So yeah, that's why he needs the downers.
Yeah,
holds him back.
He's keeping the horse at bay, but then he's eating horse pills to keep him the horse at bay.
Yeah.
So it's kind of funny that that word applies to a pun, I believe is what it's called.
Yes.
So
when he rides, he does not ride the white horse.
No.
Yellow horse.
Definitely not. Yeah, yellow horse.
He picks yellow.
Gosh.
And with the green ones, he's going downtown.
I need to mention that to him. So purple party.
Good idea.
Purple party.
We're going to run with it.
Yeah.
You heard it here first, folks. Sam Hauser.
Yep. Here
ladies
on.
And gentlemen.
The best guys of music. Tonight.
But I can't love you over one. But I can say the words that you love to hear. I can excite you. Come my way tonight.
Yes, I want your loving, and I will come your way tonight. Tonight.
रहा है मन में कौन समाया है किसके हाँ हाँ किसके प्यार का जादू है मेरे हाँ हाँ मेरे दिल पे छाया है छुपके कौन आया है मन में कौन समाया है हमदम मेरे हमदम दिल में तुम तो नहीं हमदम मेरे हमदम तुझ बिन कुछ भी नहीं हमदम मेरे हमदम दिल में तुम तो नहीं हमदम मेरे हमदम तुझ बिन कुछ भी नहीं दिल की तेज धड़कन में मन के मेरे आंगन में किसकी हाँ हाँ किसकी प्यारी सूरत है मेरे हाँ हाँ मेरे दिल के दर्पण में दिल की तेज धड़कन में मन के मेरे आंगन में हमदम मेरे हमदम दिल में तुम तो नहीं हमदम मेरे हमदम तुझ बिन कुछ भी नहीं हमदम मेरे हमदम दिल में तुम तो नहीं हमदम मेरे हमदम जादू है मेरे हाँ हाँ मेरे दिल पे छाया है छुपके कौन आया है मन में कौन समाया है हमदम मेरे हमदम दिल में तुम तो नहीं हमदम मेरे हमदम तुझ बिन कुछ भी नहीं हमदम मेरे हमदम दिल में तुम तो नहीं हमदम मेरे हमदम तुझ बिन कुछ भी नहीं हमदम मेरे हमदम दिल में तुम तो नहीं हमदम मेरे हमदम तुझ बिन कुछ भी नहीं
Thank you. Hi, Mom.
Hey. Hey, Mom. Thanks for listening.
Yeah. Couldn't have done it without you. The birthing and all that, technically.
Technically, you're right, Mom. I love
Even
you.
Though, well, maybe you did contribute musically. I wouldn't have heard so much bad pop country music and disco and all other forms of music that's pop.
I wouldn't have heard Motown. I think the Downtown by Petula Clark was the first song that I remember hearing and knowing.
Oh.
So I remember looking at the record, turning it over. It was yellow.
That explains why you like to listen to the rhythm of the gentle bossa nova.
Right. Oh, yeah, it's true. You know, you may find somebody kind to help and understand you.
Sure.
Someone is just like you and needs a gentle hand to guide them along. It's like I tell my girlfriend, when you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown.
Yeah. Yep, you can.
Wouldn't That's mind great it. Stuff. I wouldn't mind it.
You know, when it comes to love, I prefer a slow hand.
I want a man with an easy touch.
Yeah. You want a lover that can spend some time. The references will never end.
Ah! Nerds!
No!
Nerds!
That'll do, donkey. This is the self-referential show.
Yes.
That's because 22 is a palindrome, like episode 11 was.
It flips back onto itself, which is why we have been revisiting our favorite portions of other episodes. Oh, yes. By the way, I told Rush about the Purple Party. Thought it was a great idea.
Sweet.
He's going to fast-track it through the GOP bureaucratic process.
So. You're right.
Awesome.
Just missing Giles Peterson.
Yeah.
Giles Peterson, Pascots.
No,
just listen to the rhythm of the gentle bossa nova.
Bossa nova.
Oh, who is it? Who is it?
Hello.
It's Giles Peterson. Best tracks.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Giles. I didn't know Giles was going to be here today.
I didn't either.
He's a great guy.
Mm-hmm.
Great guy.
He's a taste maker.
Yes, he is. He's a taste tester, too.
Sure. Right. Funky times for funky folks. Get down, Boogie Town, Best Cuts Music, on the ground, hip hop, stuff with my feet and my nuts.
Whoa.
Said hip hop.
Oh, won't you look at my funky butt? My funky butt. Ever go to a friend's house and he doesn't have a funky butt?
Said stick an elevator in your butt. I'll see you later in your butt. So up next we got for you some Flogging Mollies, some Front 242, My Life with the Thrill Kill Cult.
We have some
Agent Orange and Subhumans UK, not the Canadian.
Kind of weird. Sam's actually kind of moving into a old school punk kind of thing, and I'm actually moving towards a weird 70s cowboy music thing. So I don't know how that's going to play out in the next few weeks in the show. My favorite song. I don't know, Sam, if you've ever heard it. Just a Swangin'.
Oh yeah, that's an awesome song. I loved it when I was a kid. The video. The guy looks so weird. Words can't express how weird he looks.
I used to sing that song while swinging. I thought it was very funny. I was hilarious even when I was 4. I had a sense of charm about me that the ladies just couldn't resist.
They couldn't believe you were out there on your front porch just a swinging. Yes, you were swinging. Little darling, you're as pretty as the angels, as they say. Sure. See, that one, if I got to think of like country songs along those lines, I have to instantly go next to somebody's knocking. Should I let him in? Lord, it's the devil. Did you look at him? I heard about him, but I never dreamed he'd have blue eyes and blue jeans. The song is awesome.
What is that?
Some country song. The woman was blind. She's a blind country music singer. She had one hit.
I wouldn't believe
it. Amazing, amazing bass line. This weird, funky bass line on a country song.
Yeah, what is it about those weird 70s country songs that were funky? I think everything
trying
was
trying to cross
funky.
Over, because I think that's when they, like, country stars started doing more cocaine instead of just drinking their sorrows
Ooh,
away.
Ooh, yeah. Kind of scary. Ooh.
It was like a crossover.
Ooh. And then eventually, country music got into meth, and it's just weird, bizarro land.
Yeah.
Gosh, imagine. Ugh.
Country metal.
That's fucking awful. That's scary as shit.
Yeah, it is.
That'll scare. That will give your children nightmares, no doubt.
That'll scare the hair off your body.
Imagine fucking, what's that show? Hee Haw. Imagine Hee Haw on methamphetamines. That's scary as hell. Fuck.
It would
throw a little acid in there.
They wouldn't need any
makeup.
Uh-huh.
Let's talk about tracks.
Talking track talk.
Telephones. Quit track talking me.
Yeah. I never talked track.
I ran track in high school.
My arms have train tracks on them.
My arms have track marks.
Oh. The show's recorded on tracks.
Eight tracks,
yeah. Recorded. And cassette. Order now.
$9.99.
Okay, first track.
Darrow. Yeah.
Could be Darrow.
Well, I'm thinking tomorrow, then I'm looking at it, I'm saying Sparrow, so Darrow.
Sure. Or Bone Marrow.
Danny Darrow. Bone Marrow. Bless his bones.
Uh-huh. Bless his bones. For making telephones.
Telephones, great. Love it. I like how his singing is kind of awkward. You don't gotta enunciate that much, I don't think, in music. Great tune, though. There's like 20 different parts in that. Like, you don't even know where it's going.
It just morphs some and morphs. Kind of... It's like you're on a party line, and you just keep listening to different conversations switch in. And lovely guy.
Me, 6'2", sitting by the soap pop machine, looking cool. You, sitting over there by a pencil. Hey, what are you doing? Connections.
I showed you my ankle. You showed me your breasts.
Exactly.
When will I see you again?
When can my ankle see your breasts again? Just one. They were just wondering, LOLs.
Lols. And then after that was Usha Uthup's Chupki Kayanayaye, which is a pretty excellent jam. Never heard of it before.
Yeah, that song sounds really familiar to me.
It kind of does when I heard it, but, you know.
I think it's just one of those things where the song is really good, and then you're like, okay.
Yeah.
I think it sounds familiar.
I mean, when you got lines like that, him bum, pini bum bum. Yeah, like, that's so catchy.
Right.
It's so crazy catchy. Like, it's like almost pure pop perfection.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Right.
Wherever Usha Uthup's from.
She's got to still be doing something. She's
like India, yeah.
She's the queen of pop.
Totally queen of pop.
Yeah.
And then after that was...
Drums of Death with Drums of Death Fucks Up an Escort Tune. Escort Tune is called Starlight that Drums of Death Fucks Up. But doing edits, that kind of stuff.
They did it good, though.
Love it. It's a great time.
They treated it right.
I wish it wouldn't be interesting if you were...
They paid for the meals.
I want to be a boogie, an old school boogie band guy who starts hanging out with people who edited songs. And then, like imagine what that's like. Like, Philip Bailey's coming over today. What's he gonna... awkward. He always eats my Doritos, drinks my beer, doesn't do anything but tells us about the old times.
Stays in the studio for a week and a half.
Right. He's not even writing tunes.
Family members and weird people coming in and out.
I don't know what's happened. I mean, he's sitting on my friend's editing a tune by Midnight Star, but for some reason he's there and feels like he gets stoked about being in the studio, you know?
Yeah.
Bless his heart, though. You gotta give, you know, just you keep it going. Let him
ride.
Deal with it. He'll eventually wear himself out and fall asleep.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the fuck that was about.
I don't either. I was about to fall asleep myself. No, I'm kidding.
That was good.
Funny funs.
Fun.
All right.
Back to the show.
Listening to
the best cuts
of music.
Yeah.
yada yada. Yeah, that's actually a really good idea because that song's 8 minutes long. And keep up, get the.
And we're gonna make this about 7 minutes long. So that's no kidding.
I need to tack on another one right in the middle there.
Right. Or make an extended mix.
We could just tack on an episode of Seinfeld in the middle. Sure. Those are about 28
minutes.
Hi, Jay. Hi, Jay.
It's like, what's up with candle holders?
They hold candles. They're kind of practical. They're asshole. Okay.
Are these bananas fresh? It's like,
who wants the fresh? Jerry, why you gotta be such a dick?
Shrinkage!
Cortex!
Oh man, that's awesome.
Kind of reminds me of Clarissa Explains It All. Hi, Sam!
Yes.
You remember that?
Oh, totally. That. Sam was on it.
Walk into the kitchen.
Yeah.
Or her
bedroom window. Through the ladder. It's a bit suspicious.
The ladder permanently set up.
Yeah. For some strange boy to come in all the time.
It's not his damn treehouse.
To your mid-teen's daughter's bedroom.
Oh, right. Exactly. His supple thighs and her tight latex. Sure.
And her knowledge of Sassy Magazine.
And yeah, exactly. Hey, Roberta, how do you know so much about water?
Well, when you've done nothing with your life, you play it safe, you don't go to sleep very late, you take your vitamins and exercise, you know a little bit about water.
But there are advantages to not knowing so much about wine. Case in point, not writing that song.
Yeah, not writing that song. Shouldn't have happened.
I'm glad it did.
For humanity, yeah. But I'm glad it did.
To everyone that loves Roberta Flack, eat that.
That's right. Prepare yourself for the...
Everyone being everyone, just in general.
Yeah, the world.
Actually, Killing Me Softly was in the background of the second portion of the last talking thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Killing Me Softly.
It's true.
High Seer Don Walker, Complete Expressions 2, Volume 2.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good album. Really good album.
It has excellent cover art.
Yeah, definitely.
It's tripped out.
Brunswick, good label. Also, Catalyst Records. Been listening to CTI a lot. Purveyor of cheesy jazz. They do a lot of standards, so they'll do like, you know, they're awful. Most of them are awful.
Right.
Like imagine if a big band, like a swing band,
got together with Roberta Flack, like, well, some wine and been drinking.
But yeah, exactly. Yeah, Big Bad Voodoo Daddy doing Nirvana Nevermind. Like, imagine how awful. It's like, some of the songs are like that, but then the ones that aren't are fucking funky jazz, like really good funky jazz. And that's my opinion.
They didn't know what they had. So it was a. First track.
First track.
Dutch Rhythm, Steel, and Show Band. Stoned Out of My Mind.
Right.
It's an excellent version of Stoned Out of My Mind.
I'd say so. I'm not familiar with the original.
God, I can't remember, but there is an original. Yeah, Dutch Rhythm and Steel. There's an excellent, the album cover that's off of, it's like 10 dudes, 10 African-looking gentlemen from, I'm assuming from Holland, which is kind of weird, but they're all wearing like tight red spaceman suit, kind of jumpsuit things.
Nice.
It's pretty sweet. They were stoned out of their minds when they made the decision on those clothing.
They were stoned out of their minds when they made the decision to name themselves the Dutch Rhythm, Steel, and Show Band.
And I think the album is called Steel and Show Band Rhythm. I don't know.
Yeah. How many extra? Do you need extra words in there?
Right. Orchestra.
Dutch Rhythm Strings Band playing music, Steel and Show Orchestra.
Dutch East
Circus
India
Land.
Rhythm and Steel Chinese
Basketball City.
Show. Yeah.
Sheriff Tiny's Miney Tiny Shine Town. Jerry!
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
What's up with the track after that?
Oh, right. We were talking about tracks. DJ Medi, Pocket Piano, Joachim Remix.
Joke'em.
Really awkward way of saying that.
Poke'em.
Hey, I don't spell it. I just listen to it, right?
Yeah. I don't care, foreigners.
Freedom Fries. Funny stuff! And looks like coming up next song.
Roberta Flack and Friends with...
Hey, Roberta.
How come you know so much about wine? An amazing song. And Roberta couldn't have made it without her friends.
And
she got high with a little help from her friends when she made that song.
Her friends, Bartles and James.
Yeah, that is correct. Three of her friends.
Yes.
She likes to call Martini and Rossi Aussie Spumante. Yeah. Let the moment sparkle.
That's it's kind of like when I recorded that Southern Rock album with my friends Evan Williams and Jim Beam. Is Charlie Daniels related to Jack Daniels?
I don't think so. Charlie Daniels' real name's probably, I don't know, like Jason Seinfeld. I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. Timothy Sherowitz.
Yeah. I have a grandma named Grey Goose. My cousin, Southern Comfort. Cousin Comfy's what we call him.
Good stuff.
Good stuff.
Love it.
Thanks for listening to
The Best. No, let's do Oh, okay. Every we'll do it monotone, but we'll do it different tones every time we record it.
Right. Okay.
And we'll throw them all together.
All right.
Best cuts. Wait, hold on. Let's start with
Best cuts of music.
Bom, bom, gong, gong, bom.
Hey, Roberta, how come you know so much about wine?
How come I know so much about wine? Listen, baby, if you've lived a little and loved a little and laughed a little, you've just got to know about wine. And I've lived and loved and laughed a lot. Dig?
Hey, Roberta, how come you know so much about wine? About